This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Surveillance techniques are increasingly sophisticated and commonplace. We are all familiar with security cameras in public places, and we know that our employer may read our email. So, do you think it's wrong to be subject to involuntary surveillance?
You sent us these responses through our website at ethicallyspeaking.org and by phone at 243-6667.
We start with the psychological view taken by a listener in St. Ignatius. He asserted that surveillance is a form of prejudice because it assumes everyone is suspect. Surveillance is an act of the person who is afraid of everyone because of their own inadequacies, he wrote, and that's their problem. So it's unethical when they make it my problem by subjecting me to their paranoia-induced surveillance. A listener from Missoula distinguished government surveillance from that of so-called private surveillance. In private surveillance, the laws are lenient, he noted, and that's where the legal and ethical fail to coincide. Your employer may have legal right to read your email, but it should be based on probable cause of employment violation, not just because your boss has legal access to it. Lastly, most listeners noted that we behave differently when we know we're being watched. Human dignity and ethics demand that we be informed of surveillance so that we may make dignified decisions about our own behavior. And what do philosophers have to say?
Some people say, if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to fear from being watched. Well, philosophers would say, nothing to fear aside from the loss of identity. Freedom is necessary for both psychological and moral development. When we know we're being watched, that external notice controls our behavior. Now, that kind of social control might sound like a good thing, but social control means that I am no longer being guided by what I believe to be the right thing to do. A society that relies on external authority to repress bad action leads to absurd excuses like, of course I stole the money, it was your fault for trusting me. The more public surveillance, the less opportunity for individuals to practice being the kind of persons who choose to do the right thing, even when they could get away with doing the wrong thing.
And now for next week's question. A factory releases toxic material contaminating nearby drinking wells. The corporation responsible files for bankruptcy, hoping to avoid the full cost of its liability. Is it ethical to use bankruptcy laws for this purpose? Does it matter if the contamination was deliberate or accidental?
Send your thoughts to comments@ethicallyspeaking.org or call our comment line at 243-6667.
Or respond anonymously on our website at ethicallyspeaking.org. Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula. The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.